Yes, sir. Now, what is your name and ABC number, sir?
Matthew DeMunn, 320064.
Mr. DeMunn, you are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on September the 29th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, I do.
And it stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today, therefore, may I assume that you are representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
And as you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing today. To my right, which would be to your left, is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. To my left, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. To his left, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I am serving as your panel chair today. And the gentleman that you should be able to see now, that is the Honorable Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer for today. Mr. DeMunn and Mr. Osborne, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir. I do, sir.
Thank you. Mr. DeMunn, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it is true or false? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your release on or about August the 16th, 2017. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was in a surrender from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
Thank you so very much, and you'll have an opportunity to explain it later, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. DeMunn, I move to find that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Thank you. By the unanimous determination of the board, sir, you have been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase two of the hearing, where the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. However, we begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. We're going to ask that you remain quiet as we receive this information, and we'll be back very shortly to speak with you. Mr. Osborne, sir, would you present us with that information?
Yes, sir. Mr. DeMunn was released from DOC custody on August 18th of 2017. He was arrested on August 31st of 2017 by the Phoenix Police Department under the absconded warrant status. He was returned back to our custody that same day with 13 absconded days with a community supervision end date of December 6th of 2017. Current conviction, 2017, dangerous drug violation 1 year. 2017, drug paraphernalia violation 1 year. And 2017, dangerous drug violation 1 year. He's had one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-2, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 3. There's no SUD or gang information noted. He has a minimal disciplinary history. Other arrests, 2015, possession of sales of narcotics, AZ County Jail. And 2015, drug paraphernalia violation, AZ County Jail. And he has a community risk score of G5, B4.
Thank you so much, Mr. Osborne. Okay, we're back to you, Mr. DeMunn. Let's just talk a little bit. It seems that when you were initially released, that you were approved to reside at Reborn Assistance in Phoenix, and somehow you failed to establish residency there. So what happened, sir?
As of the governor of Marina prison, Governor 12, they took him to the Greyhound. I got to the Greyhound by noon time of the afternoon. I was in 1 o'clock around there. I did not have my ID has been an ID that expired. I had no cell phone, and I was to go from Tucson to Phoenix. And then, as it was, the last Greyhound that was to depart that day, 3 o'clock or whatever it was not was not running, his either phone was not running at that time, so I had to wait for the day that we could pass to, or for the next day to get up to Phoenix. At that time, I was making contact with my family to have them send me some additional support, get me on my feet as far as a cell phone, try to get an ID in the meantime, and a little bit of financial stability to get me situated to my time in Phoenix. I contacted my officer on that day. He was not here. Cody Watts, I called for him at the local office. He was not available. They told me to notify him of my situation as soon as they could. And then, at that time, I went to Sunday after I obtained some of my belongings and that, and then went from there to the halfway house to arrive on Monday.
But where was your family? You said you made contact with your family. Where's your family located at, sir?
My family's in Sierra Vista.
Okay, in Sierra Vista, okay. And so you made contact with them. The Greyhound bus was full or was not on schedule or something. So you missed the Greyhound bus on the day that you were supposed to get on the bus. And after you missed the bus, you contacted your family. And what happened the next 13 days? Then you contacted your PO, and as I understand it, based on the information that we have in the warrant, the request for the warrant, that you had indicated that you would report the next day, but somehow I don't believe you reported, did you, sir?
No, sir. I went to the halfway house, and upon arriving at the halfway house and talking with them and contacting my poor officer, on Monday, they made a notification that there was a warrant out to my arrest or potential warrant at that time. I tried to explain the situation and a short statement part of the time to let them know the dilemma of Friday evening to Monday, but they just kind of let me know that it was on me that the warrant would be issued. So at that time, I was meaning of making any further contacts.
But as you probably know, sir, that it was necessary for them to issue the warrant because you were not there, but maybe you did not know, but if you had reported in on that Monday, there is a possibility that they would have squashed the warrant. You know, sometimes they issue the warrant, and if you have good reasons that you can provide to your parole officer, they can consider, and I'm not saying that would have happened in your situation, but they can take under consideration the circumstances and perhaps squash the warrant, and then we would not have the honor of speaking with you this morning, sir. Let me just ask another question, sir. Now, I guess you were out for a very short period of time, basically 13 days, so I'm assuming that you were not out long enough to find an employment. Is that correct, or that is incorrect, sir?
You're correct on the position of that. I did not obtain any further employment. I have consistent employment with my family as a need basis. I'm part of this house with remodeling, so we can work in that as available. I did not find any employment under that, and I had reports for him when I went out, but it is available for me on that as need basis.
But you were able to do something with the family business that weekend while you were out, and you had failed to report for intake, so that you never did a UA while you were out. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, it is.
Okay, sir. Let me just ask one other question. What were you doing when the Phoenix Police Department picked you up?
I was on the way to get to some housing.
Uh, So why did they stop you, or you stopped them? How did they get in contact with you? They just pulled up and asked who you were? What happened, sir?
I was on a location that was not to have people without passing through there. It was a park that I was crossing through, and I guess supposedly the hours were closed, although there was other people around in the area, so I did not really take note that the park was closed, but that was the reason that they went and stopped and talked to me.
Okay, sir. Did I see your hand, Mr. Osborne?
Yes, sir. He didn't report to TASS, but on the day he did report to the halfway house, he tested positive for heroin and appeared to be under the influence as he could not stay away during the intake. He was offered to be transported to Community Bridges for detox, and he declined that help, and therefore he was discharged from the program.
Thank you so very much, sir, and we do take and appreciate you calling that to our attention, and we do take note that that is included in the request for warrant of arrest in the heroin situation. But now I'm going to other board members, sir, to see if other board members might have any questions for you and questions by board members. I see no questions coming from other board members. Sir, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, but I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board. Before I do that, because I haven't received the list, are either one of you here for this gentleman?
No.
Okay, just want to make sure. Therefore, sir, we're going to give you an opportunity to make a statement to the board. If you want to, this will be your final statement before the board goes into discussion and make its decision. And please don't repeat yourself for what has already been said. So what else do you want to tell the board this morning, sir?
Ample opportunity from working for employment and support from family in that, as well as dedication to do what I need to do, as far as meeting the requirements of the board control necessarily,
thank you. Okay, well, thank you so very, very much, sir. And now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. It may sound like we're talking to you, but we're not. We're just talking among ourselves. The four of us are just talking for the first time among ourselves regarding your case. This is a very unfortunate situation for a 26-year-old a young man who could have a great future before him, but somehow he got involved apparently with drugs, since he had basically three counts, but only one conviction, but three counts of something dealing with drugs this year in 2017. Dangerous drugs, drug paraphernalia, and dangerous drugs, and he received 1 year. I guess they must have ran concurrent. But then when he was released, something just didn't work. The Greyhound bus was already gone, or something happened. He couldn't get the Greyhound bus to get up to Phoenix, and he contacted his family, although he did contact his PO, but he didn't report early enough to his PO, and so he ended up absconding for some 13 days, which is not a long time, but he was only out for 13 days. That's why it's so interesting what happened here. Therefore, in view of this, I am not in favor, and of course he did have, when he went to Reborn Assistance, he had used some heroin before he went to the halfway house. But I'm not in favor, but I am prepared to listen to other board members at this time.
I agree.
Thank you so very much. Therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. DeMond violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had lapsed into criminal ways, inasmuch as he was using an illegal substance, that is heroin, and as well as the fact that he had not reported to his parole officer on a due and timely basis. I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Okay. By the unanimous determination of this board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you're going to be out December the 6th of this year. You don't have very much time, sir. So what I'm going to suggest, you don't have to do it, I'm going to suggest to you, sir, that you put together a plan so when you get out this time, you won't come back into the Department of Corrections for a second time. Because you're still a young man, put these drugs aside and just become a productive citizen. Sir, this is the end of your hearing. Thank you so much for participating this morning, sir.
Good work, thank you, Mr.
Yes, sir. Have a good day, sir.